Our gospel lesson is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. Let us listen to the word of God this morning. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me? The mother of my Lord comes to me, for as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The other day, Hannah told us how she likes to read books sometimes. Sometimes she likes to read the last page first, she said. That way she knows how it's going to end, especially if it's a scary kind of book. Now, that's not usually how I read a book, but it is one way to do it. Certainly most of us read books from beginning to end, but really at any moment during the book, we can skip chapters or we can just read the end of it. It's right there. Now, the trouble is, it could ruin the whole book. It might just make it more engaging, too. Now, similarly, as a kid, after I watched Back to the Future Part 2, I so wished I had a DeLorean with a flux capacitor so I could go to the future and see what would happen. If I went to December 23rd, 2018, I'd learn that Donald Trump is president, Facebook is not an actual book, cars don't fly, but SUVs are the new minivan, and cell phones are way more powerful than a supercomputer from 1989. My guess is I don't know how thrilled I'd be about our future. But in today's scripture reading, we know how it ends. So when we read about Mary, it's hard for us to imagine that having a baby would be difficult. We have a completely different perspective than she does, since we know how everything will work out. But Mary doesn't know this. And imagine for a second that you don't know the rest of the story. Mary's unwed, she's had a visit from an angel, and she's pregnant. And since she lives in a small town, it won't be long until everyone knows that she's pregnant. So what's she supposed to do? This baby wasn't planned. She doesn't know how things are going to end. Now, she does see an angel, but how is she going to explain that to her mother? Her entire life is spinning out of control. She's probably at her wit's end, and she doesn't know what to do next. She finally convinces her family to do as the angel said, to visit her relatives. So for now, she escapes to this other town. She escapes from the rumor mill, the whispers, and the accusations. This is certainly an anxious time for Mary. Today in worship, we celebrate that beloved song, Silent Night. For centuries, this carol has crossed borders and overcome crisis. It connects with people, no matter their origin, their age, or religion. But on December 24th, 1818, 200 years ago, Joseph Moore, a priest from Salzburg, was anything but excited. It had been an extremely cold winter in Salzburg, Austria, and Joseph Moore was getting ready that day for Christmas Eve midnight mass, and he discovers that the organ won't play. A frantic few hours, Moore attempts to fix the organ, but didn't have any luck. Attempt after attempt, the organ remained silent, not knowing what to do, for he only had a few hours until the service begins. The priest pauses, and he prays. how would he bring music to the congregation this Christmas Eve? All he could do is pray. Now, it's hard when you make all these preparations, when you make plans, and then from out of nowhere, things fail, they fall apart. It's so hard for us not to be in control. A few years ago, I took an assessment. I used a tool called StrengthsFinder. I highly recommend it. If you haven't used it before, get that book, StrengthsFinder, take the survey. I discovered that my top strength is positivity. It's true. I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. It's wonderful to me to have around when there's no way out. I always see the silver lining. I can rally the troops. However, the flip side is extremely frustrating for others. When the boat is sinking, I'm still trying to bail water, folks. Several years ago, I was struggling with work, and I had no idea. Everyone else, namely Siobhan, knew I was struggling. Finally hit a brick wall and ended up seeing a counselor who really helped me sort things out. At the time, I felt out of control. I felt like things were crashing all around me. And the reason I bring this up is because most of us know exactly how Mary was feeling. Most of us know how Priest Moore felt on Christmas Eve when that organ broke. Christmas, this time of year, sometimes things are crumbling all around us. Our country's politics are fractured. Race relations are still splintered. We're learning how men have treated women at work. And then there's all that stuff going on at home. For folks who have lost loved ones this year, making Christmas different and difficult, or others who are sick, some whose marriages are struggling. And as much as we want to pretend that things are okay today, sometimes just as we're getting ready for Christmas, the holiest of days, the organ breaks. We're frantic and anxious and stressed, and just like Mary and Priest Moore, all we can do is pause and pray. We have nothing else. Maybe that's why we're here in this sanctuary, to get away from all the noise, so we can take a deep breath, so we can pause, so that we can pray. Let's get back to our scripture reading. When Mary escapes from her hometown, traveling to her relatives, the moment she enters the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, she's greeted with warmth and love by her relatives. There's no judgment or snide looks or questions at all. Instead, Elizabeth is probably the only person who understands what Mary's going through. For 6 months before, Zechariah had a vision and he hadn't spoken since. And in her old age, Elizabeth is now expecting a child. The moment Mary arrives, Elizabeth's child leaps with excitement. Elizabeth knows that Mary is pregnant. And she welcomes her. Filled with the Holy Spirit, she tells Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, the mother of our Lord." When Mary arrives, the angst and uncertainty begins to melt away. She's finally able to breathe. God provides Mary a wonderful last-minute gift. God provides Mary respite, love, comfort, and peace. It's something that Mary desperately needs and that we all need at times. The most anxious time of Mary's life, she's now surrounded by love. When she doesn't know how to explain things, she doesn't have to. When Mary has trouble convincing herself, she receives peace from her relative. Now, little did Mary know that God worked behind the scenes all along. God answered Mary's prayer by providing an unexpected last-minute gift. God knew that Mary would need strength for that journey ahead. And all that noise in her head and around her was able to fade away. Mary slept each night with love, comfort, and peace. They were silent, peace-filled nights for Mary. Now, on that silent night 200 years ago, after Priest Moore prayed, he was reminded of a poem he had written 2 years prior, in 1816. Moore read over the poem. The words all of a sudden made more sense to him than they'd ever before. And hours before the service, the priest went to a friend, Franz Gruber, who was a music teacher. He explained the problem about the organ not working and asked Gruber if he could write music to the poem for the choir. Hours later, with guitar chords in hand, Gruber brings the music to Moore. They teach the four-part harmonies to the choir. And that evening, on December 24th, 1818, Joseph and Gruber sang a duet of the first few verses, and the choir joined in on the last two verses. It was a silent night like no other. And a few years later, families carried the song from Austria into Europe, then into the rest of the world. And today, 200 years later, the song is performed in over 300 languages. Just like Mary and Moore, we must pause to pray this Christmas. We must take that deep breath and take time to recognize that God is in our midst. Certainly, it's easy to get caught up in the hectic, frantic, anxiety-filled world that we live in. But we must know and trust that God always works behind the scenes. God had plans for Mary. God had plans for Moore. And God has plans for each one of us. So today, here in this place, let everything else fade in the background. Take a deep breath of God's peace. Take in a deep breath of God's comfort. Take in a deep breath of God's love. Silent night, holy night. Yes, it's a simple song, but it reminds us of another simple night, the night Jesus was born. Sometimes it's the last-minute gifts that we need the most, especially in the moments of panic and frenzy and chaos, because God provides what we really need. God's given us a gift. So pause and pray, for it's on this silent night that God provides respite in a crazy, difficult world. God provides each one of us comfort and peace and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.